It's kind of one of those things. It's like the duck. You know, you see a duck in the water, right? The duck looks like it's cool, but the duck's freaking working hard under the water. Wow, I'm working hard, working hard. That's how our place is. We look cool, but we're working hard.
But yo, it's been a minute, man.
It's been, I was looking at her text message and I was like, oh, I'll be on at 1. And the last text message, not with me tracing you, but the last one that me and you had, it's July 28th.
Yeah.
It's 1 month.
Been a minute.
But we've been doing like me, you, and Trace, right? But yeah, just mm-hmm. like me and you directly communicating, sharing our feeling with each other.
Yeah.
Saying good morning.
Morning.
Saying good night. Text message.
It's hard when, because we no longer see each other every day in the clinic.
Correct.
Missing that, man. That was such a fun year.
Yeah. It's definitely was a dream. It was definitely the dream team.
I feel like we had the coolest environment. it was the most fun that I've had. Like documentation's always a thing and it's always gonna suck, but I think me, you, and Quasi and James in a clinic where we just had a lot of fun.
I've actually, since you've left, I've gotten like way more efficient with documentation because I'm I'm not sitting around having fun.
Oh yeah, so that I was the problem. Yeah, I was.
No, you were. No. I was just as willing and able to be like, let's go.
Hey, let's go like recreate WWF shit in the clip. Yeah, let's go throw a chair.
Yeah, we got notes to do, but that's different. let's do this real quick.
Let's just spend 20 minutes on this joke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And be like, text the girlfriend. And like, there's a lot of notes today. it's really got cut up in notes.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't incredibly inefficient. But there's definitely some fun things out there.
I'm glad to hear y'all are your efficiency with notes has drastically improved. That's huge because that's the most soul-sucking part of PT, so I'm super glad that y'all are fucking crushing it. Because I sometimes take Westgate going home, and like I creep up there and I'll be looking for the truck and the Jeep, and like I don't see it, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome, they're home, they got out of there. And it's because I want to like run in there and be like, what's up, but also I can't now because it's COVID.
So. Yeah, right. Well, and also my efficiency with notes probably improved because I'm not seeing as many people. You know, it's different when you're seeing. I'm not trying to be like, oh, we see 500 people a day. But it's different when you see like 16, 17 with two evals versus like I saw 10 today.
Yeah,
like, you know, that's different. So maybe the storm is coming and I haven't seen it yet. But before we got on, you said right now Trace is not on because Trace is in California at a wedding.
He's at a wedding.
And I saw he sent us some Snapchats about him going through the Golden Gate Bridge. It looked really foggy.
Yeah.
Very typical San Francisco.
We've been there. We were there. X amount of years ago in PT school, is probably my favorite memory of PT school, is just me, you, and Victor crushing San Francisco.
Yeah.
Getting lost, meeting K-Star, going to San Francisco CrossFit, going to SFMA.
That was a great adventure. I went into probably an unfavorable amount of credit card debt for that.
Yeah, because y'all did level 1 and 2.
Yeah, we did like level 1 and 2. So to all you listeners out there that are students.
All you broke-ass students out there.
And you're like, man, these guys went to San Francisco. They went to CrossFit, got SFMA level 1 and level 2. You're like, by the way, there was consequences for that. And probably better. And at the time, I was like, screw it, you know. You did it better. You did the level one and whatnot. But sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
Yeah. That was wild.
That was I feel like so often in social media, you're like, man, how do they do that? And just trying to give the other end of it.
Yeah, I think there's that's a whole nother discussion we should bring on, you know, Will Butler to talk about credit card debt and just the how disruptive and unnecessary it can be. Especially when it comes to when you're just trying to think, oh, I just want to learn this thing, or I need to take this course. In reality, it's like, do you though? Do you really? Mm-hmm. And you just wait till you can pay that out in cash.
Right.
Should you put that on a credit card? But
you really shouldn't.
You right? shouldn't.
I mean, no.
You should not.
It's not even like a debatable topic, right? You really probably just shouldn't.
Do you feel like you need to spend money that you don't have on this thing that you could probably learn for free?
That was another thing that kind of happened, at least with the company that we were with. But I feel like there's other companies where you would think like, oh, it's going to give me an edge up on a interview and things like that. And perhaps that's there. But I feel like there's a lesser percentage chance that someone would think, you're not going to be that much more hireable if you have SFMA level 1 and 2.
No.
I know Victor, because Victor went with us, and he's working for the minor league Cardinals. He did communicate with me.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're SFMA level 1?
No, I don't think it ever played a significant role in the hiring process for me. No.
Yeah. And then later on, you can get those things from your company.
Yeah, for sure. I think the experience of it was fun, but yeah. I don't think a student needs to go out there and pay for that. Was there a student rate, or were we just that fucking hype that we didn't even care if there was a student rate when we bought the SFMA?
I can't remember. I don't think that there's.
Yeah, I think yeah. So any students out there listening, I don't think you need to spend that much money on a Con Ed course, especially if there's not a student rate. Things that could help you potentially, like a CSCS that is far cheaper and it gives you that other credibility. I think those types of certifications. I went the CrossFit route because there was more short-term ROI, because I was coaching and it got me into a gym. And part of that was stimulated from originated meeting Kelly Starrett, and he was like, dude, you just got to start coaching people and seeing how people move. So I was like, going out there, that trip started my journey into CrossFit and getting that CF level 1 and starting and growing into CrossFit Austin, now CFA, and being a member and coach there in that community. So there's been a lot of ROI in that. Not the quote unquote SFMA, but that experience was valuable.
This also, just to kind of put a pretty bow on it, it was probably my most memorable experience from PT school as well. When I was there in San Francisco with you guys, it was a blast, and I'd never been to San Francisco before. And like, there's just so many things that I like to just, you know, me being a total, pretentious piece of crap. I like to just get, I've been at CrossFit, you know, San
Francisco. With Roop.
Yeah, I've been with Roop. You know, a supple effort? It's like, yeah. I've
been there. This is a gym. I've been there.
Yeah.
Just a gym by the bay.
Have you ever heard of this, like, Supple Leopard book? yeah. I've actually, you know.
Oh, Kelly? I've worked with him, you know, since he's been there inside the gym doing dips, you know, the ring dips and the Metcon. I've been there, yeah. Why? Why do you ask?
Yeah, the book, of course.
Yeah, well, I got a book. Want to read my book? About the flexible cheetah.
Quicker than the leopard.
Quicker than the leopard. Always got to be ready. Never warm up.
So let's shift topics because we got a lot to cover.
We do.
Got a lot to cover. Let's talk about, you asked me, what's up with all you guys traveling during the pandemic? Because like two weekends ago, I went to Boston for a wedding.
Boston.
And then actually, I've flown twice. I went to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona? I forget. I think that's April. When I went to Arizona, it was like the height of it, not when I was supposed to be going.
Yeah.
So what specific questions do you have for the traveling?
I mean, that was it, man.
How confident would you feel traveling right now? Like, how good would you feel?
I was talking to my girlfriend about it too. I think she would feel the most comfortable flying when there's a vaccine. I'm probably a little more liberal than that. Like if there was a need to fly out, like if somebody was like, hey, we're going to pay you X amount of money to teach this Con Ed course, right? Like if our friends Jet Set Rehab was like, hey, we're doing that Cabo course again, you down? Like, okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
Is it the right answer? But that's a ROI thing, right? Like, is it worth it to make this much money? I have this amount of influence or set the, you know, something for the career. I'd be more down to do that. If they're like, hey, Duck Legs, you want to speak at this conference? You want to put on this comedy show somewhere? Okay. I'll be down for that. But just willy-nilly travel, you know, like to go see my mom. Fuck that. I ain't going to see her. I can Zoom her.
No. It's fine.
That's fine. She doesn't listen to the show. I can say that.
She doesn't even know you have a show, right?
She doesn't even know. Who does? Shout out to my dad, though. If you're listening, he listens to every episode because he's a gangster like that. I would fly to see you, Pops.
There you go. He's giving the fist pump.
That's right.
My boy. Your Pops lives in near Atlanta, right?
He does. He lives in the suburbs of Atlanta.
So I am actually going to be flying for a third time on Labor Day.
Oh, Georgia. Yes. Why are you going to Georgia?
My father lives outside of, like, Atlanta, like at this place called Gainesville, Georgia, which is like an hour outside of Atlanta.
Wait, my father lives in Gainesville. Are we? Wait a minute.
So my dad, we never even talked about this.
No. He lives in Swanee. I was going to go like, we have the same dad bit. And then I was like,
I ruined it.
No, that's okay. I didn't fully commit to it. But yeah, he lives in Swanee.
What's your dad's name again?
Yes.
Oh no!
Yes.
That'd be wild if we're really brothers.
Oh, you fucked up.
Dude, if we were actually brothers, I would honestly believe there's like some sort of like magical force in the universe. You know, like everything.
That would make you believe.
Yeah, I think I'd honestly fully that one thing. For the rest of my life, I'd be like, oh, trust me.
Imagine, no, like, I went to PT school, I found my brother. It's fucking insane. It's crazy. I believe now. It's great.
So for documentation purposes, and when people listen to this, because you know it's going to probably be network television in the year, like, 150. They're probably gonna be replaying our podcast episodes for purposes.
Yeah.
Just want to let the general public know what it was like to fly, and if you haven't flown yet, kind of break that down for you, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
Two different experiences.
when I flew to Arizona, I forget what it was. I think it was United. They said, we don't care about anything. Just get this plane as full as possible.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was packed in like sardines. I think we might have talked about this. Have we talked about this?
I think we have, yeah.
Yeah, and I came home and I immediately got tested. And I was like, oh, God, I definitely got COVID just now.
Mm-hmm.
This time up to Boston. So when you fly into Massachusetts, if you're coming from a hot state, which is pretty much any state other than Massachusetts in their eyes.
Definitely Texas.
Yeah. And it really any state except for like Maine and Massachusetts. I think New York is not a hot state. Yeah, there's like three. I don't think Hawaii is a hot state in there. I remember looking at the map. You have to fill out a form about where you live, where you're going, where you're staying, and you have to say you're going to quarantine for X amount of days unless you go get rapid tested or you get tested 72 hours before you go. So you have to have proof of that documentation. It's kind of on an honor system, right? But I will tell you, when we landed, there was four people with like khakis and collared shirts tucked in, not untucked, tucked in. Clipboards, always a sign, and they were stopping people.
Wow.
As you came through saying, what's your name? Did you fill this out? So Massachusetts is not playing around at all.
Good for them.
With that.
Good for them.
And then another interesting thing will happen where you'll fly from out of like Austin, which is kind of a little bit more liberal, and you're going there. People are kind of spaced out. There's masks. And then you land in Atlanta for, you know, carryover, or you land in Arizona and you come out of the plane and you're like, whoa, you guys don't have masks on.
Yeah.
You guys are doing things differently over here, aren't you? Which is the beauty of America, right? States' rights and whatnot.
Yeah, that's right.
But... in a way, it's the beauty of America. Oh. In a way, so
states' rights has never led us wrong.
That's right.
I'm joking. Yeah.
So that's what. Oh, and then the second time I flew.
Yeah. It's fluid.
Thanks. We were spaced out, and get this. They said like the filters. They replaced the filters where they have like 0.00 millimeters of space.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot described how big the coronavirus is. It's like 0.08 to 0.14, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, basically said, we're capturing, if corona is in the air through the filter system, we're capturing a large majority of it. I do think that the parameters he set, the coronavirus could be smaller. There's like the window didn't completely overlap, but there's enough to make you be like, oh, make you feel confident about things.
Yeah, that's good.